thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From 1 Kings 17, verse 13, Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid." Picture a mother and her child in a severe famine with just enough food for one last meal. Now picture Elijah saying, "Share with me what you've got. Don't be afraid. God will make sure you've more than enough to see you through." What would you have done? The woman chose to obey God. As a result, she survived her famine and probably outlived her potential pallbearers. In fact, Jesus praised her in one of his sermons. Basically, there are two kinds of givers: those who give God their leftovers and those who give him their first fruits. The first type of givers see themselves as responsible for meeting their own needs, so the leftovers go to God's work. But the problem with giving leftovers is that your generosity is tied to your self-sufficiency. And the moment you face financial uncertainty, generosity takes a back seat. On the other hand, those who give God their first fruits understand He's the source of everything they have. They are motivated to invest in His interests first and their own interests second. They believe in the scriptural principle that what you reap is always greater than what you sow. Doesn't it make sense to trust God with your finances, since it all belongs to Him? And to trust Him with something that's beyond your control anyway? Think about it. You say you trust God with your eternal destiny, yet you reject His invitation to be your financial partner. Does that make sense? The truth is, you can never outgive God. So, be generous. From Vision's Word for Today, be generous with God.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.